morning, Skirt Strategies, Monday Morning Detox, a whole new month, a whole new topic. Remember, with your subscription, by the end of 12 months, you have such a well-rounded kit bag, we call it cosmetic bag, of skills and strengths as a leader to make you more successful as a woman. Here's a quote from somebody named Adela Rogers St. Johns. I'm not sure who she is, but she said, "God made man, and then he said, I can do better than that, and made women." Oh, well, on that note, what if all of us women were helping each other out because we do things differently, we learn differently, we grow together differently, and we thrive when we're amongst each other in order to do that. We're learners and we're joiners. This month is about mentoring. Because of those idiosyncrasies, I'll call them, with women, the characteristics of the way that we learn, the way that we think, we've got different brain chemistry than men do. I know, a generalization, but we do. And because of that, mentoring is even more important to us. But I've never seen it deployed quite well in the real world. I've seen organizations set up mentoring programs and they flop. This month, I'd like you to set a plan for what mentoring is going to mean in your life. Of course, this has to be something that you commit to personally and you take the initiative for it to whatever degree it needs to be. Are you a powerful woman? Are you someone that's been successful in a certain area of your life? Are you in your 30s, 40s, 50s? And if it's 40s, 50s, or 60s, I'll tell you what, I know you're powerful and I know you've got some insight into a lot of things that could help other women. Let me give you some terminology around mentoring, because as we take you through the month, and this month again is about mentoring, not just mentoring others, but also if you're new into leadership and you'd like to find a mentor, it's a challenge for you to set a plan for being a mentee. I hate that word mentee. Sounds like manatee, which is a sea cow, but I don't mean it that way. In Skirt Strategies, we sometimes call it a designer and a designee. I kind of like that. It's got the more girly approach to it. There is some terminology out there. We've heard the term sponsoring as well. The difference between mentoring and sponsoring: a mentor is someone that might sit down with you and share expertise, maybe once a week or once a month. You might have a session with her. A sponsor is someone that goes a step farther. A sponsor will also have sessions with you and interact with you, but will also kind of be looking out for you at a certain level where she might take you to a networking function. She'll introduce you to some critical people. She sees that you join the right associations, maybe take you to luncheons here and there. So there is a different level of commitment from somebody that agrees to be a sponsor. It's terrific. And boy, if you ever do get a sponsor or someone that agrees to be your sponsor, jump on it. You can never have too many of those. Are you a woman that's in a position to be a sponsor? This month is for you, because I'd like to challenge you to emit that positive energy and that expertise and that female wisdom amongst others. Imagine what it would be like if all of us were helping one another at some ground level. The level of women intuition and women influence would increase across the nation and probably across the globe. So that's the difference in terminology: mentoring versus sponsoring. There are also a couple of caveats around what mentoring or sponsoring is not. It does not mean you have to be an expert. I'll tell you, when you start to look in your history and what you've done, you've got experience that anyone will be able to grow from. Just start conversing with a girlfriend over coffee, and do you ever come up short with things to add and insights with one another? I don't think so. So that's the sort of thing that we add to one another when we're in a more formal mentoring situation. The second point is that it does not have to be formal. It doesn't mean you have to have something set up every week, every month. It does mean it should have some level of structure, but it doesn't have to be written. It doesn't have to have a template to it. But that brings me to the third point, which is often I observe mentoring programs fizzle because the mentor runs out of things to say, or the sponsor doesn't quite know what she can do in order to help the other person. You know, we're meeting the third Monday of every month. I'm running out of ideas. It starts off the same every time. So what would you like to do? What are you learning? Are there any questions you have for me? If you use Skirt Strategies, the book — and yes, this is a plug, but this is a perfect use for the book — if you use the book, you've automatically have 249 success tips that are conversation pieces alone. You could set a mentoring session around each one of them. Consider that. the last piece of information that I want to leave with you is, now that I've kind of put this in front of you as a challenge, can you be a sponsor or a mentor, or do you want to step up to the plate and ask for a sponsor or a mentor? Often there's a little bit of fear around it. We've got this mentality that we don't need to be asking for help or that it shows weakness. Let that go, because it shows strength to be able to collaborate with others and use each other to build off of. And as I said, you don't have to be an expert. You just have to be ready to talk with somebody else and find a path for growth that works for both of you. I promise you that even being the mentor, you may even get more growth out of it than being the person that's the recipient of your magnificent wisdom and insight. So let's leave it at that this week. Because this month you'll be setting a plan. Where do you want to play in that? What's your role? Will you be a mentor, sponsor? Will you be a mentee, sponsee, designer, designee? And what might work for you? Because it will take a little bit of planning and it will take some initiation. And the word I mean is initiative, not initiation. I don't know what I'm thinking of. Let's leave it there and have a great week. May you be happy. May you be productive. May you have a balanced week. You have 4 minutes of meditative silence, starting with music and ending with music, for you to take for you. Look forward to a week that's intentional and has insight and balance. Have a good one.